Yes, I'm Ángel Rabassa. I'm a senior political scientist at the RAND Corporation, specializing in international security, and especially issues relating to terrorism and insurgency and political Islam. Before that, I was a member of the United States Foreign Service. I was back in the 80s, I was a Turkish desk officer in the State Department. And Turkey is playing a very important role. Now it's, it's a unique country in that it's is Muslim majority, but it's also a secular democracy. Also, you know, historically part of the Middle East.
Yeah.
It's also part of, has affinities to Central Asia for,
right.
You know, historical reasons. And, in many Central Asian countries, they speak languages that have affinities with Turkish.
Right.
It has, long-standing relations with Russia, with the Balkans.
Right.
So it's quite a multi-dimensional country. So it makes it very important. If you look at the Arab world, the type of ideologies and governments that that came to power after independence from the colonial powers, they generally had Marxist or socialist ideologies. So they Nasser himself was a perfectly good example of that. So that the prevailing ideology among the political elites and the revolutionaries in the Arab world in those days was Marxism or socialism. And what happened is that these ideologies failed to produce political and economic development for the Arab countries. So what happened is that the failure of this particular political and economic model opened the way for religious radicalism. Because when the socialist and Marxist models failed, then the adherents of radical Islamism could argue that they were the solution. Now, what's happening now is very interesting, and this is where I think Turkey, could actually play a very important role as a model. What I think that Turkey is playing and can play a very constructive role in bringing about, better understanding about people of, different nationalities and religions. And I think Turkish itself, Turkey has this very long tradition of tolerance. That everyone knows. Turkey is the country that, even before it was Turkey, when it was, of course, the Ottoman Empire, that welcomed the Spanish Jews that had been expelled from Spain by 1492. It is a country that that maintained at the time when the norm in Western Europe was religious persecution, where it maintained a multiplicity of different religions, religious and national groups. So history. So Turkey has a very strong history of tolerance. That I think can be very helpful. So I think that the most important the thing that Turkey can do with regard to the development of democratic development in the Middle East is its example. So I think that the example of Turkey could be very important to encourage people in other Middle Eastern countries that are undergoing this process of political change to believe that, yes, it is possible to have their religion and also to have a democratic political system.